upper valley.
It's like that, but without the river part. Basically, it's just a big body of water. It's got probably little rivers that go through it and keep it pure, but not a lot in the way of damming, but it looks like they probably made it man-made. And, yeah, it just looks like a large river. You can vaguely see the opposite bank type thing. So not river, lake, sorry. And it looks very peaceful, very normal. Nothing at all interesting here.
Yeah.
Everything's super. You see insects and birds, and the birds that like to eat the insects flying around, and the birds are all making a ruckus noise in the trees, attempting to mark out their territory, get the attention of other birds, warn off other birds, occasionally crap on the humans because they hate them so much. But in general, they're happy in their tree lairs. The trees themselves stand around, green with envy. Everything looks peaceful, idyllic, serene. Normal, perfectly cromulent.
Alright, let's head over to Emily's Hills area then.
We're not... Alright. Never mind. No, I was going to suggest something else. But
No, what? No,
it doesn't matter. Off we go.
Okay, you guys head over there. Hey, look. Fields and shit. And farmers' fields. You know. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, look, this bit of corn is slightly larger than all the rest. It must mean something.
Everything looks peaceful and serene. You're sitting in the car, on the road, looking at the general location.
Yeah. Should we go and look, then?
Yes. We'll go for a walk.
Excellent. Luck roll from... whoever feels like making one. I'll even make one for Carol Scott. Not great, but she didn't fall into a fucking pit filled with...
I make one.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want
to? These guys. Yeah, anybody wants to.
Okay, for
94. Might be a fumble, might not.
Yeah, he falls into a pit filled with punji sticks.
I think Tim's feeling extremely lucky today.
Possibly, yeah.
If he gets rid of one of his cards, he will.
Is it a pit filled with punji sticks?
No, it'd just be a really horrible result. Does anybody see my rolls? Are we still hooked up to
each other? No, I was just going to say I don't see anybody's rolls.
Did anybody see the 27 I just rolled?
No, I also rolled 27, which is odd. I'll try synchronizing Pete and see what happens.
I rolled 27 dice. Does that count?
Close.
Does anybody see the D100s I'm rolling?
No.
And nobody saw the word hello I wrote there, so it's not just the dice going mistaken.
Wow, this thing goes down quicker than a $10 door. So,
yes.
It usually is better than this, but, you know, I think that it doesn't believe that people are drunk enough, so drink everybody! Woo! Anyway,
Is it a pit or something? What happens?
No, basically you step into a special treasure left by one of your bovine friends. And it goes... Ew. It went, like, up and over the shoe. You know what I mean? Have you ever had that happen before?
Play your...
It will keep your feet warm.
Play your lucky day card.
No, that's a waste of it.
No. He asked for a luck roll from AU. He didn't ask luck rolls from all of us. He asked it from somebody who wanted to do it.
Yeah.
So play your lucky day.
I'll deal with the issue.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is I believe that is because you rolled so badly, but if you roll really well, it will be a very different result.
Gold or something.
Alright. Play lucky day.
You find something else, not the cow pie to step in. You found a whole bunch of shell casings that seem to be a bit unusual. If you have gunsmithing, or military ballistics. Lore, ballistics would work for telling what kind they are. And it's not just a few of them, it's basically a shitload of them.
Someone's got a lot?
Yes, you would guess there are probably...
06.
Can we tell the direction they were firing as well with this? I mean...
Difficult.
I suspect it's going to be from above, as in aerial, and the craft was hovering and so on a door-mounted 50 cal or something was...
Just refill your handhelds. I can't see the cards or get to the cards or anything, so you guys just deal with stuff. The hell is that?
I don't know. Sounds like you're in.
I didn't do anything. It just went, ta-da!
You're a bad man.
That's true, but I wasn't doing anything. So, right, you'd made your gunsmithing or whatever. There's 7.62 by times 5.1 mm NATO rounds. And you know that is, it's bigger than a AA battery.
Yeah, so it's the old door mounted machine gun. Jobby then, is it?
The minigun.
Yeah.
Made by General fucking Electric.
Because the miniguns.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And you would say, based on was that a critical ballistics rule?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Just a simple evidence analysis will be sufficient, and tracking if you'd like to make everybody happy. Oh, now I've lost
the mission. Yeah, now we're gone. Yeah.
Ah, now it started back up. Ha ha ha!
Excuse me, sir, I know something of, I can't... Do I notice he's, like, looking at the ground?
Well, everybody's been looking at the ground.
You pointed these shells out to us.
Yeah, look at how clever you are.
Yeah, did you actually refill your hand, Pete?
No, not yet.
Well, as soon as... I'll sync up with who, Pete? Whoever's syncing with me?
If nobody's done anything to the cards, then...
Whoever was syncing with me, epic fail, okay?
May I try my tracking?
Sure, I hadn't tried it yet.
Okay, I'd given a card to Kaitanos, which is what I was... There's your extremely limited master plan. So, and get rid of something.
And he played G's Lucky Day.
Right, so that's the one that went away. Here, I'll move that over there. So there, good. Everybody got
Rondo. And, stuff it. I'm gonna... What do you reckon? Hang on to the clarity or get rid of it?
Those will ditch it.
Yeah.
The thirst mutilator.
Rondo.
Extremely limited hooker. Hey, hooker the note.
Yep.
Oh, don't put it upside down, Pete. You'll confuse Logan.
Fine, I'll put it the other way, just to confuse everybody else. There we go.
Right. So now, there was...
Where were we? Tracking.
Yeah, somebody was tracking something.
Let's see. Tracking. I need to check that.
Yes, I make it. If we're looking
Yes, I do as well. Yes, evidence analysis and tracking are made.
Okay. You would say there's not one, but two, different, mobile vehicles that left no tracks, yet did some flattening of the corn around.
We know there's been helicopters
air
around
pushing
here.
Down. You can't imagine what kind of air vehicle could push down air, but there it is.
So there's some sort of UFO.
And there was some sort of battle, or they were just flying crazily around and seeing how many rounds they could expend. And judging by lack of debris and such, they didn't hit anything. So they're probably NPCs without pause.
Controlled by Logan.
Yes, yes. You're kind of amazed they didn't shoot down each
other. Otherwise, we would see both the helicopter and the solar
router. They all crashed into each other.
The helicopter would shut each other up while trying to shoot the UFO.
And then the UFO would have just crashed anyway.
No, what I was picturing is the helicopter, the UFO kamikazes into one of the helicopters as the other one shooting at its friend. And then a straight piece of debris strikes the other helicopter's rotor from the explosion, and that other helicopter explodes.
So you took it just that piece too far where you got no last cut down.
Alright.
Yeah. Sorry, you got to know when to not continue on the thought. It had been made already. It was done.
Alright.
You're just going to have to live with it.
So... what were we talking about? Oh, that's right,
Rondo.
Helicopters or something with chain guns, mini guns.
Alright, where's the nearest base? Where was that?
There are no bases, that have these sort of helicopters that anybody knows about in this entire state.
But there have been lots of black helicopters spotted around here.
Those were weather balloons.
Yes.
Yes.
Or swamp gas. Here, over the cornfield.
Alright, so the notebook gave a date when it occurred. I'm not going to... How long ago was it compared to today's date?
When what occurred?
The helicopter
sightings. There were variants.
The 9/6, 9/6, 9/7. So I'm assuming that...
Yeah, those dates
it's
are off.
Being September, that it was actually March or February or something. But I'm just curious as to how many days ago we're talking.
Call it a week or two, less than what the guy's been dead for. He definitely didn't write that when he was dead. So
yeah, we don't know how long he's been dead for.
Yeah.
So had his body started separating in the water from being in the water for so long?
I'm thinking only a couple of days has he supposedly been in the water, so probably some. He hasn't broken down the albacore, though.
I saw him the day before.
No, he definitely hasn't started separating into the water.
I might be mistaken on that. I thought that was how they knew he was in, because they saw him come back.
There you go.
Yesterday.
Whether he's been in one or two days...
Tried to rent us a room that already had somebody in it, so his version of the truth is not necessarily the real version of the truth.
Oh. He's above reproach. And the law.
And his math skills are horrendous.
Wait until we get back to the Knoxville Bureau of, Knoxville Building Center and report the matter. We'll see about that.
Mm-hmm. That's brilliant.
It was very good. Nice to get off the top of your head. Alright, so 7.62, yep, minigun, dogfights.
Oh yeah, definitely a dogfight. But I'm amazed they didn't shoot each other down. That shit's not easy.
Well, I know why they didn't shoot themselves down, because this was pre-written before Logan ran the NPCs, so it's an event that happened that had no Logan influence.
Yeah, that'd be awkward to, like, try to make mysteries and shit up and then roll for the NPCs. Like, so, did the murderer... Is that... Who killed this guy over here? Oh, that was the murderer of this guy. He tried driving away and fell off of the... He fell out of his car... He made his stay-in car roll and fumbled that, and he fell out of his car, and his car went and drove and crashed into the train,
and then he went and parked on the manhole cover.
he fell in.
We keep trying to go down.
Yeah, he actually fell in the open manhole cover because the street service failed. It's put manhole cover back when you're done working on it roll. And so he just fell in the open manhole cover, and that's why he never recovered his body, which was carried, and then the train carried off the car. So he's down the manhole, train took off with the car, it's in a different state because mm-hmm. the engineer failed his notice car crashing into train roll.
Yes.
I leave the body in the middle of the street. Nobody will ever see it there.
Yeah.
And the vehicles will fail to run over it.
Yeah.
Or right. We'll run over it depending on what we don't watch happen.
Kind of sad, yeah.
We need to start working this properly. We need to start saying, "Logan, I don't want you to run over that man over there. The murderer will get run over or prevented."
Oh my god, he's gonna get hit by those cars if he crosses the road like that. Wow, he managed to get across without getting hit at all.
You're horrible people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't point out that your dice are cursed.
Mm. Horrible.
Yes.
Where were we? That's right, we're in a crop field. We're on a hill.
It changes. Alright, well, can we track? No, of course we can't. They will have gone up and out of range. They're just doing it at low levels for the moment.
So there's possibly a base nearby currently, a temporary base, maybe.
Shows the NPCs attempting their hide base from prying PCs' eyes.
I was going to say, we should just look on Google Maps.
Yes, I know. Well, I was contemplating that, except for the fact that it's not real-time update. I was just going to go stand on the tallest hill and glance around and say, oh, there it is.
No, we'll do that. That'll work, yeah.
Hmm. All right, I'll try my keep my face hidden from prying PC's eyes roll and see what... Screw you guys. You'll never find it.
The face is 2 miles down.
Yes, that's an OT3 for listeners at home. OT3, ha ha!
You know what's happened now?
They can't find it themselves.
It's the helicopters will take off and they're like, hey, where'd the base go? I don't know, I thought it was over here. No, it was over there.
We just need to look for the rock face where all the helicopters are at and go to the one next to it.
Or we'll have run out of fuel and plummeted because they couldn't find their base to land back at.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, back to normality, such as it is.
It doesn't exist.
Okay, so we've checked out the reservoir. We've checked out the chopper sightings.
It appears to be false on the chopper sightings, although there is a reservoir drill.
Pardon?
The chopper sightings appear to be false, but there is a real reservoir. It's probably got water
in it. Yes. But we've found strange metallic objects of alien design at the hills, Emily's Hills area. We've looked into JA and found her. We haven't looked at the crop circles. Pity there was no photographs of them. Lights, well, yeah. Missing time, livestock alterations, livestock mutilations. Alright.
Can we track the bullets by the casings? Don't they have...
Yes, military ammunition, yes we can.
Yeah. I seem to remember that being mentioned somewhere along the line.
Mm-hmm. It'll take time, naturally.
Well, it's great. Yes. We have an NPC called FBI Man who can... Set that
or we have multiple contacts within the military machine.
Yes.
And federal machine that are quite happy to do that sort of thing for us.
Yes, but it will take them time.
Time. Yes, I know.
Time but is on their side. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Hmm.
Let us get them to do that, then.
Yes.
Well, I don't know, actually, knowing that this has been stolen from the Navy or whatever isn't going to help us, because
we already know that
it's on a secret Black Ops helicopter, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Besides coming back to this area at night, or separating and wandering around by ourselves in the hopes of getting abducted.
Hmm. Carol hangs her head.
It's a pity none of us are trained medical professionals that could check Carol over to make sure there was nothing done to
her. I know some of medicine.
Don't you dare, she says.
Oh, happily play doctor. I know some medicine.
She looks at the superhumanly charismatic old man and goes, no. She'll think that over for a while, though.
Is that not a resist woman rule?
No, that's a think that your wife's going to probably kill her ass rule.
Yeah.
Yes. No doubt.
Don't worry, you'll be killed by aliens in a few days. You don't have to worry about my wife.
That makes her feel loads better, I'm sure.
At least it'll be more pleasant than the cafeteria food.
Yeah.
Right, let's go track down Mr. Fox. Or Wilson, as he's called.
Ah, Mr. Volleyball. Right, yes.
You always should let me check you out, though, in case you have an alien baby growing inside you.
If you have an alien baby in me, then have you check me out, she says.
Well, if you start getting massive hunger, massive food cravings above and beyond what you normally get, that's when we start getting concerned.
Did you take that $20 from the girl to go and buy her food?
Yes, I did. Oops.
Alright, well... Really
the scent of the hunt distracted me. Yes,
I know. Let's go.
Look which card Richard got.
Yes, there's Wilson. I'll be starting it.
That's a little spooky.
Alright.
I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. That picture on the ultimate soloist card, I believe, is actually the ball in question, Wilson.
It comes from the movie. I can't remember what movie it is. I've never seen it. But I just know he had a...
Is it the one where he gets shipwrecked on a castaway or something? Where he gets shipwrecked on an island?
Where he gets shipwrecked on an island.
I've never seen it either. I just vaguely recall some shorts or something. Showing him with a volleyball, talking to it. Himself saying, based on a true story or something.
Was that based on a true story?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be.
Huh.
Pretty based on Swiss Family Robinson. Anyway.
Let's track down Wilson, as I was saying.
Let's go for
he's probably waiting. And so then again, he's old enough that he's probably dropped out already.
Shouldn't we get that girl food? I mean, she looked really...
Yeah, hungry. I was going to say we should go back while the...
I'm just concerned that we'll give her food and she's going to explode.
Awkward, she says.
That's a good thing to be concerned about, but I think we should be there to witness it.
Yeah.
Yeah, alright.
We should see, I mean, if we don't meet her, it might come out looking for its own food. We don't know, so...
There's something else I want to try and do.
There's a deep pause as everybody looks at you.
I walk back to the car.
I go back to the car as well. There's a spray that I took with me that was supplied to me at the spur of the moment just for the start of the mission. That makes things go purple, only because they could get it to make it go red. Yeah, they tried, but it didn't work. It stopped it from working when it went red. I want to spray her belly with to see if it goes purple.
Alright, let's go. Everybody else in the car? Good, I drove off.
Mm-hmm.
We drive to the general store to buy food, and then to hers, and then... Give her the food. Is she still there? Has she died? Has the thing crawled out of her belly?
So you're going to a general store to get her canned food that needs cooking, as opposed to...
I don't know, whatever she asked for. I don't know.
She asked for the restaurant.
I assume the general store did, like, candy bars and crisps and crap like that as well. Sandwiches and shit. Was it not?
Excuse me a minute.
Oh. And besides which, I've no idea where else to drive anybody, so I'd drive us to the general store.
Shit, I got the hiccups. Excuse me a moment.
Maybe it wasn't based on a true story. Can't see any mention of it in the wiki article about it.
I should take this opportunity to point out something funny which I saw in my local town this week. There was a base, the reservoir reminded me. There's, you know what Lidos are? You have Lidos wherever you are, do you?
No, what's Lido?
Lido. It's a, basically, man-made lake with a man-made beach around it. Of course, okay. You wouldn't have that in
what if it would we do it? Yeah, what if that? Why on earth would we do that?
No, of course not. Well, we have them over here in Britain.
Because of all the pebble beaches or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. It said, and there's a big newspaper article, and it says, body found in Lido. And then the advert underneath that says, free swimming for the over 65s.
Nice.
That's great.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, alright, so no, it doesn't appear to be based on a true story. I told lies.
Or if he buys in a bag of trout,
eh? Yeah, sure. Top range based lies get the death penalty. Tennessee.
Alright. So,
I drive it to the general store because I've no idea where the restaurant is or that we've been asked to go to the restaurant.
I had a feeling the place where she's staying at supplies will cook you food, and that's what she was asking for. That's the menu she was using.
Really?
Yes.
Then I'll drive us back again. Block and a half from the general store.
You got
to the Chef Eye, whatever it's called.
No problem. You go to the restaurant. How much food do you want to figure out? How many dollars worth?
$40.
Oh boy. Alright, you pick up twice as much food as she could afford?
Driving.
We eat it in front of him.
Wow.
No, yes, we supply her with the food.
She eats it like she's never gotten to eat before, and she only has a few minutes in which to catch up. She eats like a fat person unleashed on a buffet after they've been starving for half an hour.
Or your average intern.
Or your average intern. So, right. She eats the food. You guys watch. You notice that Carol Scott seems to... Not really noticeably, but Carol Scott is keeping behind... she doesn't mind sacrificing Tim, so she keeps behind Tim.
Oh, yes. By the way, may I see your belly, please?
Are you a doctor?
Jane. Yes.
Well, good news and bad news. She's not wearing underwear and she lifted up her dress.
Okay. I spray her belly.
She begins screaming, writhing around.
Ew.
What are you guys doing?
Did you go purple?
Yeah, I did.
Woo!
Sandy rolled for him. Everybody else is. Everybody witnesses this and goes, ah!
Why? Because he sprayed something and it went purple?
Yeah, it was clear. Now it's purple. This is horrifying.
How is that horrifying? You change colour. I can do that with paint.
Horrifying. /0/1. Mainly for also seeing her nether regions.
No, it's not red.
Get a cloth and wipe it up. Wipe it off.
Uh-huh.
Hoping my hand doesn't sink in to the belly.
Okay.
Interesting.
So did you bring any of the antidote with you?
It's so cold, she says.
Right.
Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't warm it up beforehand. I'll spray my hand with it, just out of curiosity.
There's just a little bit of purple on your hand. Give me a different sanity roll. Fuck, says Holmes.
No, I don't make it. How much?
1 point.
Ah! I'm sorry, Holmes. You appear to be an alien now.
Hmm. All right, Lieutenant Ullman, show me your hands.
No!
Show me your hand, I say, holding the bottle towards his face.
Oh, cruel fate. Ha ha! Bad guy, possibly an alien, gets into card play. Ooh, he gets a nope. Bag of lime, a shovel. You guys are toast. Successful mission. And a 7. He rocks.
Yes, he does. The bastard.
Kill the bad guy. Mm-hmm. Alright,
at least he hasn't got 200 paws.
I put out my hand.
I spray his hand.
Just a little bit of purple. Give me a sandy roll, Ullman. No!
Yeah, I think we put it on us when we...
Yes, same here.
Could I see the bottle, sir?
You want to see if there's just a little bit of purple in the bottom of the bottle? Did they not clean it out, sir?
Yes. Why?
I spray my hands, face, and arms.
Give me a sandy roll. Just a little bit of purple. No! Yeah, you're made of tougher stuff than
Holmes. Carol?
And then I spray Carol.
Ah! Little brighter purple.
Mm. I will be discarding the reversal of fortune there, Pete.
So you go, no!
And I will take it for the plus one.
You hear her brain go, ptch.
I'm just hoping that he doesn't backlight and grab it.
Mm-hmm. He wants it.
Oh no, that's fine. Play this immediately upon becoming set back. The set back applies to the villains instead of the heroes.
Oh, yeah, I'll be quite happy for the backlight.
Play that,
Damn it.
But he could grab it to hold it to stop us from playing it.
He could. That would be all right.
It puts the lotion on
the screen. Home.
At least to get the hose again. Right, everybody's screaming and doing the...
Except for the song. That's right. That's just...
And I'm sorry. The pregnant girl is also screaming and...
No, we're not aliens.
Yes, we are, says Carol. We're all gonna die!
Stop detecting aliens, Carol!
I gotta wash this off! She hurries to the bathroom.
When you find this, you
hear the water running.
I was going to get some water and spray that.
This is Holmes. Give me a sandy roll, Holmes. Wow, the water is more purple than you.
Oh shit, that's what I was afraid. Okay. Alright.
It shows the fat guy in the air room going, and they start spanning the wall with a mop.
It appears everyone in this town has become alien.
0/1 for the water thing.
All right, mutants.
Alright, so I've lost 1, 2, that's 4 cents to this stupid thing.
General, because you've lost so much sand to it.
Oh, 3 cents to it, I should say. Not 4. Miscounted, but yes.
What should we put this madness towards?
Going purple.
There you go.
That's a...
Alright, you can put this toward purple haze going through my head. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Purple haze.
So the, yourself being purple 0/1, right?
Yeah. The water 0/1.
What's the max of purple haze?
I don't think there's ever going to be a max. You just keep screaming.
Out things.
Hey, look at that bush.
Yes, that's what we said when she lifted up her skirt. Oh, dear. Dink. Yes.
Let's see.
The tiny, tiny net.
Yeah, it's back for you. Let's see, 12. 15 is Purple Haze.
Did you say?
Yes. You there yet?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Alright, well then...
One of the girls starts screaming, that causes the other one to start screaming, and then...
Calm down, please.
I slap the non-red-headed one.
Shows his omen slapping around a pregnant lady. She calmed down right. Pretty quick.
Enjoy your food. Wake up. Bye-bye.
Where does the ward come from?
There, reservoir, obviously.
Dun-dun-dun!
Make that assumption, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god! It does!
You scream one more time. I'll scream two.
Skills at base. Where's the sanity thing?
You lost your sanity sheet. Have you gone completely?
No. Logan had a post about the sanity loss stuff. I was going to add it to that.
Purple plague.
No, this is purple haze.
Purple haze.
That's one of what the crop circles look like.
Okay. Where do you want to go now?
Alright. Perhaps we need to go a bit... We didn't really investigate the reservoir too much, so it's going, oh, look, it's a reservoir. It looks okay from here.
By the way, for the listeners at home, it is Pac-Man in crop circle form.
It's so horrifying.
I think
we should send the... we should send Tim, or I swear.
No.
Why? There was no horrified.
I spritz the water with the bottle and see if the entire thing just goes purple.
It is the brightest, purest purple ever. Small sandy rolls.
I've already done that from the
reservoir itself.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
brighter, purer.
Not the giant.
Oh my god! Is it lightning purple?
It is the brightest, purest. What part of that made no sense to you? Brightest, purest.
He said, figuring something out. That's probably where they are then. Alright then, let's call our FBI friend. The CDC.
The fact that that explains what things are going on. Yeah, the water seems to be infected with... I wonder if this is Mogan's or that... Because that's what it's for. It's for detecting the stuff relating to the two
types of the
Mogan stuff.
Well, it's not only Mogan's has it. We saw deals going down.
Down.
You want to note the fuck your couch?
Down.
Yes, we do want to note the fuck
your couch. Yes, we do.
All extremely limited master plan.
We've
got extremely limited victory master plan and.
Alright, use your note, Ben. Extremely limited master plan and then Kotas.
Alright.
Ding! Well, no, you use the note and don't extremely limited master plan. Keep the extremely limited master plan. Rather, we've already got a note. We might as well have an extremely limited master plan. In case we need something else from the discard file, such as an It's a Crit or whatever.
Yeah, I suppose, which is already gone.
Well, there's another one in there, at least.
Alright, so just note it.
We've got an extremely limited master plan, and we've got a second note.
So I suppose, we can use that on the second note if this second note. Yeah.
Alright.
If the second note gets used. Mm-hmm. Alright.
And the bad guy has a note as well, should we?
I'm sure the bad guy would be glad to eat a world of paint to knock us all out of cards.
Now, well, if there's a card that says bad guy, NPCs get out of card play, which is a play menu, I can see the bad guy nuking that.
Mm-hmm. And then we could... well, anyway. Right. Let's call in the CDC then, or something.
Do you wish to get the CDC involved?
They're going to quarantine us all.
Can you see a way to not deal with that at the moment?
It's up to you guys. I'm just asking, because if you get CDC...
I'm not asking you, the other members of the party.
Ah, please go
ahead. At this stage, no, but I'd like to do a bit more investigating further to determine who's involved in it and shut them down before the CDC turns up and scares them away. I agree that something to this nature may require the CDC's involvement, because the water's probably... Unless, being that this is drinking water, where's the treatment plant for it?
Well, apparently, wherever it is, it's not working very well.
No, no, I'm meaning that the treatment plant could be where they're causing the pollution to occur.
Well, no, that wouldn't make any sense, because...
No, because they normally treat it after. Yes. Yeah, so it normally gets treated after the fact.
Straight from the reservoir into your guts. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it was under the rules discussion.
Yeah, it's somewhere in there.
It's not a thing sticky'd. Alright, I'll have to track it down and sticky it.
Isn't it nice to have that power now? EIO.
That's some reward. Anyway, let's just investigate the reservoir a bit more thoroughly.
That's pretty, unless you want to go diving, you've pretty much got what you're going to
get. If we made it purple, can we still see through it?
Yeah, you only made a little bit of it purple. The whole thing didn't turn purple.
Oh, right, okay.
That'd be amazing.
Well, I've got no idea how much of a reaction this thing has.
Yeah, the water's a little bit dark for spotting things at the bottom. This is not I can see for miles underwater. Even if you had neat eye spells on, you probably couldn't see the bottom. This is a good old-fashioned Americana reservoir, which means it's wet. That's about the nicest thing you can say for it. Pretty wet, anyway.
I wouldn't be doing what we did last.
Would you like to
see? It isn't at the bottom of this particular water, so I don't
know. You could probably see 8 to 10 feet, call it 3 meters. So if you wanted to find out what's at the bottom of this, your ass is swimming.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of another way to find out what's at the bottom of this, actually.
Which is?
How good are the Tony the Tiger phones, Logan? Do they have video cameras on them as well?
Oh, nice. I see what you're getting at. Yeah, that's an interesting idea.
Yeah, you could try it if you want, although I don't think there's any video cameras on Tony the Tiger phones.
If there isn't, then we don't do that. No. I spin around eeny, meeny, miny, Tim's phone.
I think he has a Tony the Tiger phone, but I could be wrong on this.
Show us your phone.
He appears to have died.
I take his phone. Now that he's dead, he won't be needing it. Don't argue with my logic there.
I'm pretty sure he does have a Tony the Tiger phone, though.
Oh.
You could still throw it in the water if you want, though. There's nothing says you can't do that.
Yes, but that won't achieve the effects that I wanted.
But it would be awesome.
I'm back, so I just went to the bathroom.
Somebody threw your Tony the Tiger cell phone in
the
water.
No, they didn't. Not unless Carol did, when I suggested it.
So, the last thing I heard was about the water treatment plant.
Do you have a Tony the Tiger phone, or do you have better?
No, I do not have a Tony the Tiger phone. I hand him my Rice Krispies phone.
Right, so I hand it back. You are useless. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Well, that doesn't work. Oh, I have a phone. That's not yes. only the tiger phone. It's the kid's phone, which we snagged from his house. Do you want to try that? Oh, damn it. We're not in the KBC vehicles. We won't have plastic bags.
No, that's right. We need to go and get some.
Well, it does say water-resistant phone and some writing in Chinese under it.
Depth of 10.
So, just out of curiosity. Mm-hmm. So, once we throw it in the water and have the camera going, are you hoping to do it like a video phone call?
You do it like a video phone call.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard all day, so I'm good with it.
Why?
You ever try that kind of shit? You get to see random images, so...
Have you ever... Yeah, that's... I know we won't get a complete look of what's over there, but it's better than diving in there.
No, no.
But then, how many cell phones before too. We can do the whole lake?
You got pay grade 2 with you. I don't see the problem here. Or pay grade 1.
And are incredibly
is there anybody fishing here?
On the reservoir, where there's no fish.
No, actually, they keep...
the reservoirs, they actually put fish in them, because fish help keep the water clean.
Yeah, there's a couple of kids.
So they quite often seed them with, like, trout or salmon or other stuff.
Couple kids fishing over there.
Well, we'll throw the kids in the water and see what they see.
My God, Sherlock, when did you become so cold-blooded?
It shows him yelling, "No prisoners! No prisoners!" with a bloody knife upheld with, you know, body parts on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That'd probably be it.
Alright, yes, your idea has some merit, but unfortunately. But yeah, if we get, the general store probably sells, fishing line, so if we've got a plastic bag, fishing line, and a boat, we could then lower it down at different sections and pull it back up and see what we see.
You know, if there's something we haven't checked out.
You're weighing almost 20 to fishing
cup. We haven't.
Plus 20 to noodling.
Sorry,
Tim, go on.
We haven't checked out the barn where that strange disappearing blue powder was found.
No, we have not. That is very true. Thank you for reminding me of that. To the barn!
No! So close!
So, you guys ignore everything and hurry off to the barn. I like it. You get there as evening is finally falling as you've spent so long messing around all day. And as you're driving toward the barn, in the distance, everybody give me a spot hidden roll. The guy driving, negative 30, as you're busy doing what you should be doing, i.e. watching the road.
Fumble! I watch the road.
Crit.
Can't take eyes off road. Can't take eyes off road. Can't take eyes off road.
Excellent. Up ahead, you see, like, it's behind, you think the barn, according to the map, is behind that hill over there, and you see, it looks like kind of a light go, and then kind of fade out.
There's a light over there.
No, it's a road.
No, over there.
So, Sherlock Holmes,
with the light.
What exactly is this blue powder?
It's the resin that he's left behind by Hounds of Tyndalus and Dr. Mom.
It's a red herring, that's what it is.
Since it's a case important, can you tell me all about this Dr. Morton dude while we're heading there?
I gave you a bit of a rundown of Dr. Morton the other day. Weren't you paying attention?
It was a very light rundown.
Yes.
Oh, well.
Okay. And... As you guys go over the hill, you see a barn sitting by itself, over there. And it looks as though, perfectly normal, perfectly healthy barn.
Any sign of the light?
No. It's oddly dark around here now.
I stop when we get to the end of the road.
Okay. The road continues on past the barn, if you'd like to keep going. just drive them right on by it and, you know.
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. All right, are we getting out? I've driven us here.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
You said it was night, did you?
Yes.
All right, I'll get out the Coleman Lantern.
Okay. Who did that?
What? Coleman Lantern.
The Coleman Lantern that is in my bag that I brought with me since I said before we headed off that I was packing.
Aha! You brought your bag again.
Yes, I did. Of course I did. And I have a normal big torch as well if someone wants that. A large megalarch if someone else wants to plug that around. As well as some glow sticks. Oh, yes, that's right. I've got extra gloves in my tool bag. I've got a bit of that. Just don't have any Ziploc bags.
And thumb
drive, Leatherman, recorder.
Enough of looking in your bag. Don't look in the barn.
I'm just seeing if there's anything else that might be useful. Anyway, yes.
And Dr. Wharton detection device.
If only. Interesting concept, though. I must get R&D to work on it.
Yes.
A bag? It might be able to handle that.
Yes.
So, right, into the barn, quickly.
You guys head over to the barn, and it looks like the doors on the downstairs part seem to be locked.
The downstairs part of the barn? Are you talking about storm shelter?
No, the ground floor, but then the barn goes up into the second floor, and it looks like the hay doors are open up there.
Is it anything to climb up or anything like that?
It looks like it'd be a damn hard climb, actually. It'd be a negative 30 climb to just
pretty much... Could I parkour up?
There's not really a lot to parkour up. There's, like, some rope up there. Once you get up there, parkouring down would be a lot of fun.
So, are either of you good at climbing things?
Okay.
Not bad.
Is there the actual farmhouse that this farm belongs to nearby?
There's some over there, but it looks kind of odd. It looks kind of flat from here.
Does it have... Only a model.
Now that he says it, actually,
yeah, it actually looks like a farmhouse facade.
Yeah, I just got a nod of that guy. Would you trade any of your current cards for a brilliant nod? Let's walk around the barn and see if we can find a secondary entrance.
And it looks like the only entrance is the up high one, but there's one on both ends. Front,
no windows back. Or anything?
There is actually, but it's got small wooden shutters that are closed against you.
I open them.
Inside of the shutters is this kind of non-red substance. It looks like white plastic.
Is it white plastic? Or does it just look like white plastic?
It feels kind of like white plastic, but it's kind of lumpy and stuff.
I take my hand away from it.
Okay.
Lumpy like fat? Person lumpy?
It could be. You're not really... Actually, evidence analysis or poxy rolls? Everybody buy poxy lore?
I can give you a poxy roll.
I'm sure somebody out there is writing down all these stupid skills I have.
That's the real poxy roll.
Mm-hmm. Anybody make an evidence analysis by like 30?
By 100 or... No, not by 100. By 90.
Play a skill plus 15 and pick up epoxy lore. You know you want to.
He's got a point there. It looks like whatever it was, it feels kind of like plastic, but it's kind of like, imagine if I had like spray-on thick plastic stuff. From the shape and stuff that it leaves on what you're looking at, like somebody... probably stood inside this thing and then sprayed it on this window and then it made like a spray-on thick plastic type thing.
Okay, so like they sprayed the... Interesting.
Oh, which character has plastic look? I just remembered.
Yes.
Better mind.
Yeah, Bert looks like Bert's back online.
Let's see.
So how high up, what are we talking at? A story, two stories to the open window?
It's about, put it in meters, Logan, about 20, 22 feet. I didn't put it in meters.
He says, put it in meters, 20, 22. I think 20, 22 meters, that's huge.
Yeah.
20, 22 feet, all right. So even if we had Terry driving the car and he...
How sturdy is this plastic stuff?
You, what, touch it? Touch it? Touch it.
I find a rock around here and prod it with the rock, see if it moves under the shape of the rock.
Now,
I can drive the car through the barn doors. And then possibly through the plastic inside.
How is the barn doors locked?
Probably a weak-looking clasp, but if you want to look through the cracks in it, it looks like there's that same kind of epoxy white stuff that is inside.
I look through a crack in one of the
wood slats?
The wood slats, to see whether they've actually bothered to epoxy the whole of the building or just the entrances.
Yeah, it actually looks like it's been done over.
Right, so stepping back a bit so I can look at an angle through the open window, is it actually epoxied up there as well?
No. It doesn't seem to be. Odd. Well, looks like it's totally impervious being that it's that high. However, Carol looks like she's going to get brave and try to climb the front.
I'll climb too.
No, Carol, she stops. Yes, okay.
As soon as he goes for it, she stops. He falls off and takes D6. Roll D6, three real, three stun. Fuck, that hurt.
You a man or a monkey? Well, that answers that question.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any rope? Nothing. Do we have anything else?
I don't know, I was going through my head what we might have in the vehicle.
What's the car, Logan? Is it? It's not a 4x4 or anything with a nice big tow rope on it.
No.
No, that would be
good. It probably will turn purple if you spray it, though.
No! Well, what is up on the...
It looks like a normal barn on the top.
A hay barn. Has it got the nice hay winching thing up there, which would have a rope?
Yeah, the end of the rope is way the fuck up there, and the hook is hooked to the air part of the rope, so it's... Unless you have, like, a giant hook,
yeah,
which
so
you
somebody
don't.
Could get, if somebody got up there, then they could lower the rope for the rest of them, yes?
Yeah, they really could. It'd be a climb roll at full for the rope, but the climb to get up there. I could do it, says Carol, wanting to go kill herself.
The skill 15, Michael.
Yep.
No.
I was going to say, how good a thrower are you?
Oh, good luck.
No, it wouldn't be.
As in throwing a rock and knocking the hook off.
Give me a critical throw, you can do it. Otherwise, it'll make noise.
Oh, I know somebody who can do that. I look at Macca.
What do you think I've been asking about? How good? What if I could throw something and knock the hook off?
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I will still take some sort of roll just because you can hit it, but that doesn't necessarily regulate that it'll cause it to fall off. But you can definitely hit it.
Yes.
Bam, I save it. I'll climb up there.
Alright.
I might see you later on. Up, and climbing away I go.
Dun dun dun, dun 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 dun.
Yeah, not a problem.
Oh, well, what the fuck was all that build up for? He gets up there, shows him waving, shows a big hairy hand pushing on the back of
him.
Roll.
Joking. I don't have a rock in my hand to do that.
Damn it. So as Holmes looking around for a rock and Holmes like...
You do have a readily available knife.
You notice...
Yes,
you notice
I
that
do
the...
not wave and look. I look in there as far as I can see.
Well, you notice that it goes in and you can see down into the barn proper itself on the ground floor. And as you creep forward... You see?
No, I'm not going anywhere. Just seeing if I see anything from where I am.
No, there's weird lights down there, and you hear things moving around, But you won't creep forward the 6 required feet.
No, I won't. I lower down the rope so that everybody else can come up here.
I gotta warn you that the thing has just got a little bit of a squeak in it, but if you want to make a climb roll, you can go out there clutching onto the wooden post thing upside down.
I haven't heard us creeping around all the time and me smacking my feet as I try to climb up the thing.
Probably not, but they may hear the very faint squeak.
I let down the very faint squeak.
All right, and the hook comes down on the uncertain perch. You're not sure how sturdy it is up there, but now's as good a time as any to find out.
Right.
Who's first?
I will go. How good a climber are you, Tim? Oh, you got parkour. You'd be quite a good climber.
He's massaging his back and, wincing in pain.
Has anybody got any... No, we don't have any way of trading. I'm falling to my death and it's bearing myself on a hook. Miss Scott.
No, we're going to put her in the car. Put her
no!
In the, down. She says, put her in the car! Thus letting everybody know where she's
going. Everybody just looks up at you for a while, and Scott goes, shh, we're sneaking.
I will climb up the rope.
What was that? I couldn't hear you down there.
I make it by lots.
All right, and give me, what's your size?
13.
Okay, no problem. You get up the rope. Miss Scott then dramatically tries.
I pull on the rope to lift her up. She tries to climb it. Prevent her from climbing.
This is what we do. This is what we do. We get Miss Carol to hook the thing, make a thing around so she can sit in it.
Shows her chasing the rope around, and he goes, "Yep." Every time he gets close.